Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Actually, plenty. There's loads of reasons to be happy this week. And content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan, is here to tell us about some of them. How are you?
Andrea, I'm great. There's so much going on around the country and all around the world as well. But there's a lot going on in Ireland that's reasons to be happy this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that this, of course, if you look out your window today, this is one reason why.
The sun is shining, it's great, and we are just like, there's nothing better than when like the sun shines and you can go out and get a 99, and that's what's coming this weekend for the bank holiday.
It's like, brilliant. Like the weather, there's such a difference in the weather today, isn't there? It's incredible.
Like I woke up this morning, I was getting the train in and I just said, I know it's Wednesday and people are kind of getting over that hump, but I was like, people are going to be in good form today.
Yeah.
Like there's already a bit of a buzz. I was walking into the office and there was a buzz around town.
I'm in a sleeveless top. The first day of the year, the summer has arrived.
Throwing on the shirt over and I was like, geez, I might just need the t-shirt today going in because it's just something else. Like there's something in the sun that like makes us all in a better mood. It's
brilliant.
A great reason to be happy. Met Aaron has said that we're going to be hotter than Barcelona this weekend.
I'm going away this weekend and I am raging. Well, I just looked there now and rain already. Like, if it's going to be hotter in Ireland and the weekend I go away, I will be fuming.
There's nothing worse than you going away and you're looking back and seeing all stories or Instagram stories, people out in beer gardens, out in the parks on walks, jumping in the sea.
There's unbelievable. Loads.
Met Aaron say it's going to be much drier this weekend. Lots of dry weather, lots of sunshine, up to 16 to 18 degrees. And only more good things to come as we come into May. Like it's the first day of summer. Now some people do kind of question whether it is spring or summer still.
Oh, I'm going to call it summer. Listen, look, make the most of it.
We've had enough doom and gloom.
And last year, like, do you remember, was it July? It was a washout last year. It was desperate.
So we've had so much rain. Yeah. I think people are just delighted to hear about any bit of good news.
I'm so much in the summer mode at the moment that I actually considered when the sun was shining on Sunday having my first barbecue.
I did.
But then it rained. Did you?
I cracked out the barbecue the weekend. Yeah, headed down to Lidl and got the load of bits and it was great.
Gas or charcoal?
It was gas. And
the only way.
Yeah, it really
can't
is. And now I wasn't doing the cooking. I kind of sat back and watched.
Yeah, that's the best kind of barbecue.
Someone has to supervise.
Absolutely. Delegate central. Yeah, look, if you're barbecued, maybe people are already out with their barbecues.
Hopefully this weekend we'll smell it around the town.
087-1400-106. Tell us about these students going to Dallas.
Yeah, so this is in Ballinrobe. It's St. Joseph's NS and they've actually flown out to Dallas as of Sunday. So they're competing in the VEX World Championships in Dallas and Texas. Now, when I say VEX World Championships, I didn't have a clue what this was.
No, I'm less about to ask.
But it's a robotics championship. So these children from the National School just up in Ballinrobe, there's programmers on the team, there's coders, designers, and they've won the regional here in Ireland, the All-Ireland. And now this impressive robot that they've built called Generation 6 is heading to the World Championships in Dallas. And it's just amazing to see, like, these are kids under the age of 12 doing coding, designing.
Unbelievable.
Like, I don't know where they get the brains for this because I certainly wasn't making robotics back in St. Paul's in Portlaoise way back when. But the Thermo King, a company, have sponsored them €15,000, a global manufacturer, to go across the water over to Dallas. And actually, Dimple Culhan, St. Joseph's NF principal, wished them the best of luck.
So we've had great success with our draw for the robotics competition. And we'd like to wish our children who are heading to Dallas with their teachers, Ms. Roach and Mr. Flanley, on Sunday. We'd like to wish them every success.
So they flew out on Sunday and they're competing starting today, the 1st of May. And I think the winner will be announced Friday. So they've 3 days of competitions. I don't know what is going to go on.
We'll have to find out.
We must reach out to them.
Anyone from Ballinrobe Primary School tuned into us today, tell us about the robot comp that's happening in Dallas. But best of luck to them. We were just talking about students there at Trinity College a few moments ago, Cathal. But apparently, and about, you know, not just rent, but in general, the cost of fees. You have a story today to tell us that actually living with strangers makes us happier.
So this story in the UK, and it's just chatting about it, I suppose, amidst the cost of living and everything, what are actually the benefits of renting? And there's research that shows that people who live in intentional kind of communities have a quality of life as high as the happiest people in society. So intentional communities, you kind of are like, geez, what are they? But it's kind of people who live in apartment blocks and things like that, where they can, I suppose, share different things, like, and share like childcare, etc., kind of cooking ingredients.
Okay,
and
it's, the it's community a, life, yeah, basically.
It's a,
on, but
it's
is
a
it,
big
right?
thing in the UK, yeah. kind of warehouse living. Do you know when there might be 20 people living in one huge warehouse? There's a girl quoting it, Rosie Kellis. She's a food writer based in London. And she has kind of 20 people living in her community. And they all put £25 into a cubby a week. And it pays for all the shopping. One person cooks every night. And you just kind of, when it's your turn, you go.
Yeah.
And I suppose it takes a little bit of the pressure off of having to look after yourself every night.
I was in a house share up until 3 years ago, pretty much been in house share situations up until then with three others. And like, you know, do you know what? In the main, it's great. It can be hit and miss. Like, you're just totally dependent on who you get.
But like, this is a case of, I suppose, up to maybe 15 to 20 people. So this is community living, I suppose, is the term that they're using. But they're saying it comes down to, I suppose, there's three tips that they give, and it's: have regular house meetings to address any issues. Be prepared to put in the work. So I suppose everyone needs to contribute when it comes to the likes of cooking, cleaning, etc. And also make sure you get time away from your housemates. So they're not the be all and end all.
No.
And I know a lot of people do spend time with their housemates, but you have to remember the likes of family and stuff like that. But hopefully, I suppose, amidst like people having to rent more, people will be that little bit happier if they find the right housemate.
Now, tell us about the Irish hotel that's in the top best 20 hotels named in Europe.
So named in Europe, this is fantastic news for Dublin, I suppose. The Traveller's Choice Awards have named the Merrion Hotel here in Dublin, the five-star hotel, as 19th in Europe.
Best hotel across Europe.
Across Europe. So like, it's pretty good to get into the top
20. In the top 20, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've never actually been to the Merrion, so I can't say for certain.
I've only been in it once. I've never stayed in it. But
I don't even know why.
I don't think
I've
seen
pictures and it looks phenomenal.
Amazing.
Like,
well, if it's good enough for
good enough
Barack
for
and Michelle Obama, you know.
Absolutely.
Don't all the presidents stay there.
Bring them back. Yeah. The Voyage Belek Golf and Spa and the Romance Istanbul Hotel were one and two. They're both Turkish hotels. And number three was in Lisbon. It's the Santo Historical Hotel in Portugal. Other ones included just ones, I suppose, in Spain, Portugal, etc. But they also included a list of the top 25 in Ireland.
So we've our own top 20.
Every country got their own, and every country was entered into this.
Presume
kind of
the Merrion's number one in Ireland.
The Merrion is number one
is
in
it?
Ireland, followed by the Killarney Park in Kerry.
Right.
And Harvey's Point, number three.
Fabulous. Delighted to see Harvey. Yeah, Harvey's Point's a great hotel.
And
it's
also Adair Manor was fourth, which kind of confused me.
Harvey's beat Adair Manor. Harvey's Point.
Top to Adair Manor. And the Mont in Dublin placed fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
There's a couple of more Donegal, actually.
What actually gets you into the list, like in the European list? Well, how do you become number one?
So it comes down to things of highest level of kind of excellence when it comes to catering, kind of accommodation, historical and artistic touches are also considered. And it's just, I suppose, luxury.
Yeah.
Like, it's that kind of extra
opulence
element, kind of
just
the Michelin star.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's the Merrion has a 2-star Michelin restaurant, like, and their cellar bar is fantastic to look at. I haven't been there, but it's just like
from
phenomenal.
The pictures. There
but
you
like
go.
These hotels in Turkey, if anyone's looking to go abroad, take a look here because they're just amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Now, it mightn't be number one in terms of the cheapest offer, but there is a Dublin pub giving away free pints.
There is, Andrea. So it's the back page in Fibsborough. I thought this was kind of my reason to be happy this week. Gave me a great laugh. So as we know, Leinster are playing Northampton this weekend in Croke Park. It's attracted 82,000 people because the tickets all sold out. And it's just phenomenal. Like, the last time rugby was played in Croke Park was years ago when Ireland played Scotland. But this pub in Fibsborough, the back page, are offering people who cross, I suppose, the Liffey to come into the north side a free pint if you bring a Brown Thomas bag with
Stop.
You.
Stop. Free pints for Leinster fans, but you have to show up carrying a Brown Thomas bag.
You can show up before or after the game, but
Stop.
You have to bring a Brown Thomas bag.
As in, like, the Brown Thomas, the cream and
the kind of
taupe, the paper bag.
The one we all know, yes. Whether it's small or big, the one we all know, the cream and kind of a little bit of grey. But Leinster rugby fans that venture across the Liffey, they're going to get a free pint if they bring a little
Brown
Thomas
bag.
And I just think it's fantastic.
What's the reaction to this?
Oh, sure. It's across Twitter. People are just like, this is
loving
just
it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, you know what?
I'm sure we're talking about it.
More power to the back page in Fibsborough, because they're going to have a crowd of people arriving with Brown Thomas bags. You might have one from last year. Do you know that kind of way? You can show
lying
up and get
around
your
the house.
Yeah. I always kind of keep them.
That is gas.
It's brilliant, yeah. And look, it's all, I suppose, hope, with the hope the Leinster will do well.
Now, I know a lot of people, well, some of you might remember this.
Now, something's about to happen.
Your grandmother called. This is the first time she's ever contacted us. What you want?
That will change everything.
I am Queen of Genovia.
Whoa, whoa.
And you are Princess.
Shut up! Just in case I'm not enough of a freak already. What's that, a tiara?
I can teach you to walk, talk, sit, stand like a princess. Woo! Let the work begin.
Andrea, The Princess Diaries. Not the biggest fan.
Well, I've ever seen it.
Well, I've seen it probably enough times for the both of us really? Over the past 25 years. Yeah, I'm a huge fan. It's just one of those comfort movies. And there's probably a lot of people listening today that have seen the first one and the second one. And they are
there's
like
two
that.
Of them.
There's a sequel as well, which some people actually think is better. But it tells the story of this young girl who her granny comes to visit her and tells her she's the heir to this throne
right.
in Europe. Her dad never told her that he was a prince. But he had sadly passed away or whatever. But Anne Hathaway is the star of the movie and she plays Mia Thermopolis. There's Julie Andrews, Sandra Oh. But there's rumours, well, not rumours, I suppose. Anne Hathaway has said that the third installment of the series is in a good place,
oh.
which fans have gone mad about.
Right.
I suppose the people who were watching it back in 2001 when it was released were 14 and 15, maybe, kind of ages.
Yeah.
So they're in and around like their 30s now. So people are delighted to hear that.
You see, they're looking at the buzz of the Barbie movie now and they're thinking, listen, people will come even if they were 14 when this is out.
But it's that kind of easy viewing and like that.
Nostalgia.
I was only watching The Princess Diaries a couple of weeks ago. So I'm delighted to hear it's coming
good.
Back.
Now, one listener not happy with us. I don't know what you're talking about, lads. Met air and temperature for Dublin City Centre is 12 degrees.
Well, I suppose it's 12 degrees now, but it's 18 come the weekend.
Yeah,
so.
We live in hope. Listen, we're not going to let it spoil our good news. Content creator
not.
With Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan. Cathal, thanks a million for joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.